When did the American economy become tied to Santa's ass? And if Santa is that important to our economy, then may I suggest that in November of 2008, we elect him president. And those of you who didn't applaud, how bitter are you? Everybody loves Santa. Even we Jews love Santa. How sad is your life that at the mention of Kris Kringle, you couldn't even bring those two hands, not even like a this, nothing for him? Whoa. I wouldn't even wake up to celebrate Christmas this year, you bitter fuck. Santa knows. He knows who's naughty. He knows who's nice. And he knows who the bitter fucks are. Nothing under the tree for you. Nothing under the tree for you. Especially you. There won't be anything there, not even a lump of coal. Mm-mm. Maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe you'll take one of his little reindeer turds and leave it in the sock in your sock drawer. Well, maybe there's a reason you couldn't applaud Santa. Maybe you're still an ardent Democrat or an ardent Republican, because you somehow still firmly believe that those two parties represent for you something that's meaningful and important, and that they really are the people that you want to get behind as leaders, because you are living in a delusion that is so magnificently structured that even I, who did enough acid to know, never found myself at the level of hallucination that you are at today. I mean, sure, one time I watched my refrigerator turn into a puma and scamper away. And I had to track that son of a bitch for 3 days. And I talked to him, but I couldn't get him to come home. And even that hallucination is nothing compared to where you are at. Woo! That is special. It takes a special person to live in a place like that. So you probably sat there, and I said, you know, let's elect Santa. And your first thought was, I don't know what his party affiliation is. He wears that red suit. Bet he's a commie. So you really think that by electing a Democrat or a Republican, we're going to be able to overcome the last almost 15 years, let's say, of complete partisan politics? And I lived around D.C. I've never seen anything like this. And you think by electing one of those representatives who are out there now, and they all look so good now, don't they? Because there's nothing better than anticipating what a leader would be like. Gonna be great. They're gonna be great. The Democrats and the Republicans have reached a point in which the conversation is totally out of control. For the last 15 years, they've been down each other's throats at every step of the way. They have no concept of how to come together and have a discussion in order to create legislation that might provide us with some fucking direction! And I guarantee you, They elect a Republican or they elect a Democrat, and it'll be the same thing. You'll be standing in front of that TV set blowing your fucking brains out, depending on what party you are. And that's the way it goes. And if you really wanted to bring this country together, if you really gave a shit about it, then you'd elect the fat man. I'm not stupid. I know we can't elect a fictional character president. But we certainly have come close this time. But wouldn't Santa be great? We constantly are looking for ways to really prevent terrorism. And a lot of the choices we're making are just, we're playing into their hands. This, to me, Santa, President Santa Claus, is a stroke of fucking genius. Have him arrive in the Mideast to meet with Syria and Iraq and Iran. Meet with all the leaders there. Just some big fat fucker in a red suit. Some drunk, we pay him like 50 bucks a day. He doesn't even know what day it is. And all he ever says is, ho, ho, ho. I bet that stuns the fuckers out there. They won't know what to do. What the fuck? What was that? And a guy saying, ho, 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 would still be better than what we've got today. But since we're going to elect a Democrat or a Republican, because we certainly aren't going to elect a third party, because that's too much for us to even cope with. How could the smartest country on earth come up with three parties? My head gets dizzy. So elect the Democrat or the Republican. Go ahead. But at least have the common sense to put in a constitutional amendment that says who's ever the president has to wear the Santa suit. And I guarantee that'll calm down a lot of what goes on. Because if you're a Republican and you're watching the Democratic president or the Democrat watching the Republican president, and your normal reaction is, holy fuck, listen to that son of a bitch, he's so full of shit, it's coming out of his... Oh my God, it's Santa. I wonder what he's got in his bag for me.